Yeah, that would be cool. I'd love to get out there and watch you guys operate and try to understand it more. Sean, as far as the Detroit River, yeah, it is the season for prime walleye, so I'm sure they were boat to boat across that river to the international line, and then there's probably Canadian guys fishing it too. So, it is the season. There wasn't as many people on the Clinton, just not as big of a deal. There's a lot of guys that fish it, but we're walking in with waders and you know, the barrier entry is pretty high. So it's there's a lot of guys though, but there's enough space over there that you don't really run into people if you get out far enough. Over to you, Sean.
Yeah, I didn't see the Canadian side, but they're fishing for pickerel though. Yeah, it's a whole different kettle of fish, pun intended. But it was pretty crowded. I didn't realize it was prime walleye pickerel season. So there's that, and some good eating, man. That's what it was. The walleye fishermen. I was gonna go out there. Not fishing, but I was going to go out to Bald Mountain on Saturday, and then I discovered some problems with that repeater we just recently, the Mecca we just put online. I discovered a problem with it on Friday, and on the way home from work, I stopped in, and I checked a couple of things, and it was, then we got into the unit, remotely, and we saw if it was a programming error, and when it turned out not to be, it was bugging me. It was really bothering me. So I ended up marching up there Saturday to see if I could figure out what was going on. And Wally joined me and figured it out. It was miswired. So got that fixed. But by the time I got up there and figured that all out, and it was a little too late. So I got wild hair to go fix that damn repeater. And then I did. So. Hey, whatever.